I can tell you this, Jonathan, I've built five companies. Some have failed, some have been amazing, but it never was as quick as I've built this agency. And the reason why is because of AI. I mean, I built that company and we brought in $30,000 within 16 days from idea to, from concept idea all the way to that execution piece. There's so many people out there that can provide these social media services or help with the digital marketing products and things like that. We still need them, but how can I speed up the process? So instead of 6 or 7 team members, like right now we only have 2.
Clients are beginning to expect that their agencies are going to be leveraging AI because they understand that that means more value to them, not necessarily lower prices.
You know, you don't fire your HR director because you have an HRIS system. You still need the HR director and the HR yes. generalist and the HR coordinator and the recruiting team to manage the HRIS system, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's no different. I think we're just probably a little fearful because we don't know where it's going. And I think that's completely okay for a lot of people. But I would advise you to understand it, not eliminate it. I'd advise you to navigate it, not run from it.
Can I ask, without giving away the secret sauce, what did you focus on to generate that type of revenue in just 16 days? Hi, and welcome to the AI Transformation Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Mast, and I'm really excited to have Jim Morris with me today. So Jim and I actually just met recently in Dallas. With Jim, we were both at an event there that Anik put on and had a great opportunity to chat a little bit. And I thought, man, we really need to continue this on the podcast and dive in a bit deeper. Jim, for people that aren't familiar with you, would you give us just kind of the elevator pitch, who you are and who you serve?
Yeah, thanks for having me, first and foremost. I really enjoyed that time we spent at the conference the other week. My name is Jim Morris, originally from Boston, Massachusetts. I find myself today living in Nashville, Tennessee with my family, 2 kids, an amazing wife. First thing first, I'm a DAD, I'm a dad, and that's super important to me. I focus a lot on the education space within the entrepreneurship journey. I've started multiple businesses. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've done some things pretty well. And we share that in our program called Impact Effect. And then my wife and I more recently started a marketing agency, a digital marketing agency, where we leveraged and utilized AI to build it and build it fast, quick, and producing revenue extremely quick. So those are the two things I love to do and always show up as a DAD and a husband.
I love that. I love that. Love to hear where that's all coming from. Boston to Nashville, that's a bit of a change in venue. I hope you've enjoyed the change of scenery and probably a little bit of cultural difference too, I imagine.
Yeah, it's very well-rounded here, which is nice because you get accepted for having the little northern accent and a little bit more directness, but you also get the charm of the South. So Nashville is home. It's going to be home for a while. I met my wife here. We started a family here. I absolutely love it. The business community is booming in Nashville. So that was a blessing in disguise when I originally came here. I didn't even know what that scene looked like, and it's been amazing. So yeah, Nashville's pretty cool, man. We'll have to get you out here.
No doubt. Well, I'll be driving through in a few days as I head back up to Michigan from Alabama. But it's always one of those cities we try not to spend any more time in than necessary because I'm always towing something, and downtown Nashville and towing things don't go together, but any city for that matter. Well, I'm really curious about a number of things, and I want to dive into to Impact in a moment, but I'd love to hear about the new agency. So often I hear from people that are like, how do we start an agency and leverage AI? And you've done it. You've actually made it happen. And I'm wondering if you could share a little bit of your story about maybe one, how did you and your wife choose to do that? And then a little bit of what it looked like as you built that out really quickly.
Great question. So the reason why my wife and I chose to do it was pretty simple. We just had our second child. My wife is a chiropractor by trade, works in functional medicine. She owned her own practice, Morris Family Chiropractic. And I was selling and operating a ton of real estate. So as I was building the education company and leveraging my experiences, what we realized was if I'm going to sell real estate, I'm never going to be around. Right? I'm never going to be around on the weekends. I'm going to be busy, busy. I mean, I was selling 50, 60 homes a year. So it was just crazy. We also realized that my speaking career has kind of moved very quickly. And it's not probably the best season or time to be on the road as much as I was the year prior. So we really had to come to a decision where what skill sets do we have? What do people need? What have people asked us to provide? And what have we taken inside our business? And the agency was that piece. We stopped hiring outside marketers a couple of years ago. And what we really started to do was go, okay, if we're going to start a business, we need to do it quick. And we need to do it quick because we need to produce income and we need to pivot out of our previous situation, right? So my wife running the chiropractic clinic, you know, now with two kids and we want to really spend a lot of time with them and we want to have that availability. She decided she wasn't going to continue doing that for this time period. So we found ourselves in a situation where what do we want to do? Do we want to continue operating what we're doing and how we're building it, or do we want to transition, and I call it a transformation, into a new strategy, a new business? And I can tell you this, Jonathan, I've built five companies. Some have failed, some have been amazing, but it never was as quick as I've built this agency. And the reason why is because of AI. I mean, I built that company and we brought in $30,000 within 16 days from idea from concept idea all the way to that execution piece. And
wow.
It was a lot. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I, you know, work 4 hours a day and just hit the AI button. But utilizing that sped up everything, the psychographics of our target market. We use prompts out of your AI for Entrepreneurs group around, you know, what's our unique selling proposition, mm-hmm. right? We looked at the systems. We asked questions around scale. We looked at how many accounts we'll need to break even. Like, we literally ran everything from financials to marketing to unique selling proposition to operations to scale, literally everything through the AI prompts within your group. And it was, I mean, that's why we did it so quickly.
I love it. Can I ask, without giving away the secret sauce, what did you focus on to generate that type of revenue in just 16 days?
So we did a discovery call with someone that came in as a lead, whether that was organic through social media posting, which we used AI to target the copy for the specific avatar, which we were trying to bring on.
I love it.
And then once they came in, and we also, you know, I also made phone calls, right? Like, sure. There was a human element to it. I reached out to some people.
You did the work, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta take the action, and you can't just rely on one lane, right? Especially
Absolutely.
When it comes to sales. So we did that, and then we took that information from the discovery call and then we leveraged AI to really understand what the proposal would look like and what we're going to leverage and what was most important to that specific client. So we realized that there was really three things we wanted to operate. We wanted to help people with podcasts. We wanted to help people with their personal brand, digital presence, landing pages, funnels, websites, all those things. And then also bring in the component around social media management. And in those discovery calls, because they were recorded, and the quick little hack, now on the iPhone, you can record phone calls right off of a
Yes.
phone call. And then I download the voice note, take the transcription, and then leverage it to AI. So we did some of that off the cell phone. And then we did some of that off the Zoom recordings. And we really basically asked it to build something that would absolutely blow my mind if I was the client. So we put it in that first person, went back and forth with ChatGPT multiple times using different prompts. And then those proposals, we hit 9 out of those 10 first proposals. We landed 9 out of 10.
Well, obviously you guys had very well targeted your audience and the market and who you were going after. And I love how you leveraged AI at each step of the process to go through that. The other thing, and massive kudos to you and your wife, Jim. So many people think that AI means it's an easy button and that, you know, we're going to make money easily. It still takes a lot of hard work. You still had to pick up the phone. You still had to go talk to people. You had to do all those things. But you did the work and it paid off. And now because you're leveraging AI, like you said, you amplified that skill and experience. Boom, massive success in a really short period of time. That's just incredible. I love that story. So exciting. Well, that's a great start. Tell me, what do things look like for the next quarter, the next 6 months? What's planned for the agency there?
Yeah, so we're scaling. I mean, we're hiring people. We're building out the internal infrastructure on how to use AI. After that recent conference that we met at, I started diving into the custom GPTs. So basically, what we were having projects, and everything was going in the project, and we were storing the core memories and utilizing it that way. But what I realized is, well, why not just give the team an internal custom GPT on how to use it and leverage it? So that way, we're now building those to give to our team, and then also using that as a recruiting tool.
Oh,
so this was something that I thought about early on was, there's so many people out there that can provide these social media services or help with the digital marketing products and things like that. We still need them, but how can I speed up the process? So instead of 6 or 7 team members, like right now we only have 2. And I typically would have run with probably 5 or 6, yeah, which would have reduced profit. But because we utilized AI, because we housed all the information in the custom GPT, we don't need to bring on more team members. We can speed up the process. And then when we do scale, we utilize that piece of proprietary, you know, proprietary information in ChatGPT to use as a recruiting tool to say, well, we've got all these amazing tools for you. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to find the prompts. You don't have to go explore all this stuff. We have it right here. Let's just work on how we use it correctly and train you on that. So that's what we're building right now.
I love the paradigm shift that you're going for, and then what you're doing and how you're integrating. It really strikes me as an AI first mentality as you've built the agency out. Does that seem like an accurate description? Is it not how could we use AI because we're already doing this, but let's look at using AI first and how that brings the most value to us and our clients.
100%. I think that us, it's a little bit of a combination. It's not strictly AI. I often joke we use actual intelligence and artificial intelligence. But yes, I mean, I would say that this business was built solely on leveraging that tool and leveraging it at each stage as we continue to build.
I love it. Now, one of the things that I hear, as you may or may not know, I have a history in the digital marketing agency. That's where I came from prior to getting into AI. And one of the things that I hear from just talking to clients still, not that I do that anymore, but I'm still in touch with a lot of people. A year ago, both agencies and clients were kind of like, yeah, I don't know about AI. I'm not really sure what I want to do. But it seems to me that in the last few months in particular, as we head into 2025 here, and actually now we're in second quarter already, that clients are beginning to expect that their agencies are going to be leveraging AI because they understand that that means more value to them. Not necessarily lower prices, but more value. Are you seeing that in the marketplace? Or are you seeing something different?
So I think for us, we just want to be open as far as communication goes. So we talk about using it, and we talk about using it as a tool. I think the biggest thing that, at least from my personal experience, when I first started getting into AI, I caught myself doing this one thing that I would recommend you don't do. That one thing was I was using AI as the shortcut, and I was shortcutting the shortcut.
Yes. I think that's what a lot of people are trying to do. I think, but I agree with you. I think that's a mistake.
And I think you've got to put the work in. You've got to take action. You've got to show up. You've got to have a basis of understanding of what you're doing, right? Like, I think it's going to be extremely hard for someone to build a business and sustain it if they've used everything AI and didn't really understand it and didn't really move at the pace that they were comfortable with, you know?
Yeah, if we simply take that output from ChatGPT and go, okay, let's go with it without proofing it, without going over it, without making sure it fits, yeah, we're going to end up with a disaster.
Yep, and I felt that. Like, you know, ding, 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 Jim Morris, I was that person in the beginning.
Well, I think that's where we often start, though, because it seems like this magic wand that we can use that, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And then we get in there and go, okay, I didn't really need to turn an 8-hour job into an 8-minute job. If I could turn that 8-hour job into a 30-minute job, I still win big time. And if I can do that and actually deliver more value to the client wins big time. And now I've got some time to go pursue other things, other clients, do a better job, whatever it is across the board. I love that. So cool. Well, let's go back to Impact a moment and talk a little bit about that. That's obviously another big part of your life. Tell us a little bit about that business and what you do there.
So in 2020, I was the crazy guy who started throwing events when no one was going outside. So it started off as an event company. I went to a conference, changed my life. So I'm very passionate about in-person live events. I'm very passionate about human connection. That sparked my interest around the concept of human connection and really starting to understand how you make someone feel heard, feel seen, validated, how you can truly bond with people and connect deeply. I think we live in a society where it's very surface level, the, hey, how are you? I'm good. Okay, cool. What do you do? This. Okay, do you want to work together? Do you want to hire me? This is what I provide. And I was just kind of getting fed up with that. And as we were in COVID, you know, we started to look, a lot of us started to look inward and realize like what's important to me. And the fluff conversations, I call them cotton candy conversations. They're kind of sweet. They're not really good for your health. They're a lot of fluff. Those were happening more and more. And I realized, well, I need to get people together and I need to set a standard and I need to work with people to help educate them on this. That event of 8 people during COVID in a burger shop turned into conferences with 356 people attending, 18 speakers, a couple days, VIP dinners, all the things. And then I realized that in between the events and the conferences and the masterminds and all the things that I was doing, there wasn't a central place for people to continuously learn and continuously educate themselves. So we brought it over to the app. We do trainings in there around sales, marketing, and we leverage everything with a true understanding of deep human connection. The funny thing about all this is we teach and we talk about AI as well, because we use the tool and we leverage the tool, but we still need that little bit of human touch, that little bit of revision or that additional component that's really you and really feels like you. So a lot of what we do is we scale businesses, we help people grow, and we take them from that startup phase to that middle small business phase. So about $5 million up to $5 million. That piece of the impact effect is really cool because we have the digital streamline, we've got the virtual things, we do fun things like ping pong gratitude, and we've got a connection concierge within it. But ultimately what we're trying to do is we're trying to build a space and a place where you don't feel alone as an entrepreneur and you continue to grow in an AI-driven world with still having that human connection and leveraging it inside your sales and marketing.
I love that. I love where you've gone with all that. It's so cool. Very cool. Well, one of the things that I love to talk about, Jim, and again, as we are in 2025, more and more businesses are deciding, all right, I need to pull my head out of the sand and I need to realize this AI thing's not going away. You're in a very select group that's actually implemented it across your businesses and what you're doing. Let me ask you this. What advice would you have for that business owner who's like, yeah, I've played around with ChatGPT. I know a couple people on my team do, but I don't really know how to work it. I don't know where to leverage it. They don't have to become experts at it, but I do think they need to start leveraging it in their business and within their teams. What advice would you have for them as somebody who's done this on the steps that they could take in order to have an effective first experience with AI as a company?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think you can be one of two people, someone who embraces change and someone who resists it. I think we're at a scale where this is not stopping, it's not slowing. If anything, it's sped up faster than I even thought, right? Like I thought AI agents would come out in like 26, 27. Yeah. Like they're here and they're rolling right now. I also just saw, I don't know if you saw this, but the head of Fiverr just put something out to his employees basically saying, you're all going to lose your jobs. It's inevitable.
Yeah, I did.
So we're seeing it already. I think understanding how much of the population in the United States is using this and understanding where it's going and how fast it's moving is the first piece. So for me, I was kind of pushed up against it. I was like, I don't want to use it. It needs to be me. It needs to be my heart. I don't want it to be logic. It will never understand me. Just start talking to it. Like start having a conversation. It doesn't even need to be a specific prompt, but just having that two-way conversation, I think will really show you how effective and how impressive it can be. building it into your business and using it in your business is something that I think you're going to turn into the Blockbuster instead of the Netflix if you do not do it. I think you're going to get left behind. And I think that you're going to be in a position where, unfortunately, you've probably heard someone close to you say, I told you so.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't want to be in that position. And I don't want my friends and my loved ones and my clients to be in it either. Right. And I think there's a scary component to it, and there is an amazing component to it. And I think there's a light and dark in everything in life. So I would just advise you to seek the light and look through that lens as something that's beneficial and use it to your advantage. And, you know, if you believe most people are good, which I do, I think this is going to be an amazing tool. And I think people are going to prosper and there's going to be new opportunities. I think that ultimately you're going to get left behind. You're going to be jobless, and you're not going to have a skill set that's going to be absolutely mandatory in the future.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that you've hit on so many things. I found the statement from the head of Fiverr to be really interesting, though, in the fact that one is to why he would say that. And I struggle a little bit with the whether I agree with him or not. I think that what I would agree with him is if the people that are at Fiverr don't start implementing AI into their processes, yeah, their jobs are over. Because I don't think AI is going to replace a tremendous number of jobs. It will absolutely replace some, don't get me wrong. But I think what will absolutely replace a lot of jobs is somebody that has the same level of skill and experience you do and embraced AI and is willing to use it in what they're doing, as opposed to the person who, well, I'm just going to stick my head in the sand and ignore it. To me, it reminds me, I'm older than you, but I remember when I started in the workforce, PCs were just showing up on desktops and they were replacing computers and adding machines, or I'm sorry, typewriters and adding machines. And some people were like, I'm not getting rid of my typewriter. And you know what? For a couple of years, that was okay. But if you walk around the offices now in any place, there may be a typewriter in an office, maybe, but certainly not on every desk and not everything else. And the reason is because using PCs ended up being so much more efficient in what we did and allowed us to get more work done. The irony is that I don't think most offices are smaller today because of PCs. I actually think they're bigger because we need more stuff done, and we've discovered these things that we could never do in the past that now we can do internally. And I think we're going to see that same thing with AI. I don't think I understand the opportunities that are going to be unveiled in the next 3 to 5 years that we can't even quite see because my crystal ball is a little cloudy and cracked, and I don't know the opportunities that are going to exist, because in my opinion, a lot of those opportunities literally don't exist on Earth right now. Yes. And they're going to exist as new technologies come out and as we have new needs for things. But the key to me, and I'd love your thoughts on this, I still believe that AI is only truly effective when it takes a seed that comes from us as a human and ends up being harvested by us. And I'm an old farm boy, so you have to deal with the analogy. But in other words, we kind of need that seedling of an idea, and we need to be able to refine and harvest and pull the fine stuff out. But we don't need to be doing all the hard work in between anymore. It's simply not necessary. I'd love your thoughts on that, on both the jobs, the replacements, and AI needing humans in order to have the best impact. What? Any thoughts? Any feedback?
Yes, I agree with you around the fact that we will lose jobs. I don't think everybody's going to lose their job, and robots are going to be walking the earth, and you know, there's a camera on everything and a response to everything, and it's driven by something out in Plano, Texas, industrial complex. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it can happen, but it's going to take some time. I don't think we're going to see that in my lifetime. I think people will have robots. I think people will leverage AI. I think all that's going to continue to increase. But to your point, just in the last 6 months, I've seen 60, 70 businesses pop up around AI just in my feed.
Yeah.
Of things that I didn't even know were a product. I didn't even know were a service.
Exactly.
I didn't even know. So with you, like, I have an optimistic future about it. I think that if you don't embrace it and you don't have that skill set, it's mandatory. It's almost to me and I am a little younger than you, but it's almost to me where I remember when email came out, like if you weren't on email and using email, it was a skill that was immediately required.
Yes.
After a few years as your in your job criteria. And I also think that every resume will be written by ChatGPT, mm-hmm. if not already. So there is a skill set to be learned on the effect of that and how to manage it and navigate through it.
Yes.
So like just that one example of what's the software that's going to be able to read it, that to know that it, none of it came from you or it's not written by you, or what is the skill set in the workshop you need to go to knowing that every resume is going to come in with ChatGPT? How do you use soft skills? How do you interview like that? Those are all things that are here, but it's, you don't see it plastered all over the internet. You don't, you're not seeking those things. So those are new opportunities that I think are going to come. Workshops, yes. Education opportunities, how to navigate the world of business with AI. And then ultimately, I think it's going to be like email. If you can't write an email, you can't use AI, then I don't think you're going to be a candidate for the position that leverages it at a high level. And to your point, you hit something very important that I actually wasn't even thinking about, the output. So it's going to speed up the human to have more effectiveness, more efficiency, not necessarily remove the human. There's just going to be a higher expectation of output from that human.
That's what I believe. I think we're going to, I mean, I see it with my team already. We have a small team and everybody leverages AI and we have a higher expectation of output. The interesting thing though that I've learned, and we just hired some new employees, so I've gotten some feedback from them, is they're like, wow, I'm getting so much more done than I thought I could. And I still have time left in my day. They're not feeling as stressed. They're not feeling as burdened. They're not feeling as overwhelmed. And I think that is one of the really exciting parts of things, is to see that they can do that. On top of that, adding value to our clients in the process. In other words, it's not just lower prices. It's more value that's being delivered. And I think that's one of the things that's going to drive so many businesses to adopt AI. I mean, you, depending on the stat you read, it sounds like about 1/5 of Americans are using it regularly. And whether that be true or not, I don't know. But I think what's going to change that, especially in business, is that as individuals have an opportunity to experience AI customer service at 2 a.m, that sounds like the language that they can understand and that actually solves their problem for them and takes care of their situation, the next day, they're going to expect the next customer service call they make to whomever it is to go just as smoothly. And when it doesn't, because not every business will have implemented AI, they're going to go, well, hang on, why am I paying this business? I could go over here and they're going to take better care of me and it doesn't cost me anymore. So it's not so much about lowering costs, I don't think, but about improving experiences. And I think that our customers are what's going to drive that. They're going to demand that because they're going to have a couple of great experiences. They may have a bad one along the way too, but that's going to drive them to go, wow, I needed to schedule an appointment with my chiropractor. I didn't need to talk to anybody. I didn't need to wait on hold for 10 minutes. I didn't need to wait for a call back. I needed to call in and go, hi, I'm Jonathan. I need to schedule an appointment with my chiropractor. And they go, okay, in a moment. Well, Dr. Morris is available on these dates we see in the past. You've always liked to come in the afternoon. Would this date at 3:30 or 4 work better for you? I look at my calendar and I go, well, 4 would work better for me. Great. We've got that confirmed. Let me make sure I've got the right email for you, Jonathan, and we'll send you an email confirmation. Would you like a text confirmation? Yeah, that'd be great. Would you like us to send you one the day of? Oh, that'd be amazing. Great, Jonathan. We've got you booked. We'll see you on this date and time. Have a great day. I now got that entire process done in about a minute with no human interaction, got exactly what I needed, have the reminders that are being set. And not only did it benefit me as the patient, it also benefited the chiropractor, because the chiropractor didn't need to be chasing around phones and didn't need to listen to phones ringing off the hook and didn't need to be going, please hold, please hold, please hold. Let me look at the calendar. Let me figure this out. None of that had to happen. None of that stress needed to exist. None of that drama needed to exist. And the next time I call, maybe I call my dentist and my dentist doesn't do that, I'm going to be like, why am I working with you? Because my chiropractor's got this stuff figured out. So I think that's what's going to drive this change. And I think we're going to see it driven even faster than maybe we're even believing right now, because I think that consumer sentiment is going to flip really quickly when it does. Any thoughts, feedback on my monologue? This is more about you than me, but any thoughts on that?
No, I couldn't agree more with you. I think if you asked me that 6 months ago, I'd probably have a different opinion, and I'll tell you why. 6 months ago, I called an office, and it sounded like a robot. Mm-hmm. There was no personal touch. It wasn't built correctly, and it felt really ugh. Like it just,
yes,
I was like,
kind of slimy.
Now you make that call to that office, they've upgraded, we're 6 months more advanced, it's been trained correctly, it knows their system, there's been inputs, there's been outputs, there's been tests, now it's seamless. So I can agree with that 100%, and I think that at the end of the day, there's still someone that has to program that, there's still someone that has to feed that the information, there's still someone that has to bring in the system, right? And there's still someone that has to monitor it, to make sure it's still operating at the same level, you know? So I think it's just like anything else. You know, you don't fire your HR director because you have an HRIS system. You still need the HR director and the HR generalist and the HR coordinator and the recruiting team to manage the HRIS system, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's no different. I think we're just probably a little fearful because we don't know where it's going. And I think that's completely okay for a lot of people. But I would advise you to understand it, not eliminate it. I'd advise you to navigate it, not run from it.
Mm, so well said. So well said. Well, and I got to admit, at the end of the day, I believe in the human spirit, and I believe we're going to do the right things, and it's all going to work out. You know, we're not talking Terminator doomsday stuff here, nowhere near it. And an interesting point you bring up that you didn't mention, but I want to interject in the conversation, and that's that when businesses are using AI, I think one of the things that I've seen change, and I'm curious where you come from, 6 months ago, nobody wanted to admit they were using AI. They just wanted to do it. They didn't want to tell anybody. Now I'm seeing a shift with businesses as well. So when I call in for that chiropractor appointment, I may now hear, "Hi, I'm James, the AI assistant for the chiropractic office. I can take care of booking that for you. Or if you'd prefer, I can have somebody from the office call you back." So now I have the option and I have that transparency. And I believe the expectation of us doesn't go up when we hear that. It actually drops. In other words, we become more accommodating as a consumer and more understanding the moment we're told we're dealing with AI. Because we now understand it's a convenience to us, which we appreciate. But we also are now trying to figure out, hang on, is this AI? Are they trying to fool me? Are they all of that goes away the moment that it says, "Hi, I'm James, your AI concierge here today. I'd be happy to help you out. Or if you'd prefer, I can have somebody from the office call you later." Well, now if I choose to work with them, I can't really get mad about it because I chose to work with them. And I would, in that situation, do that. Any thoughts on that perspective?
I think that's the exact perspective you have to take based on where our society and the economy is today, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be transparent. I think coming out of COVID, coming out of a lot of BS that's happened in the business world the last 4 or 5 years, like, you have to just be honest and real with people. And I think that is showing up more than ever. And I think if you use AI the right way and you're honest and you're real and you use it as a tool up front, but also you said something really important there. You gave the consumer the option.
Yeah.
And I think we sometimes want to push people to what we need, what we think, what we want. And I think just giving that option, like what's more powerful in life than choice?
Yeah.
Like, happiness is a choice.
Yeah.
Right? Happiness is a choice. Like, look at how amazing that could be if you decide to be happy one day or not, right? You could see the opposite of it too. So I think that's the key point. And I think you're right. 6 months ago, it felt icky and yucky and, ooh, I shouldn't do this. And am I going to be honest or I can take advantage of this? Like, I had a couple people in some groups that were like, "I'm going to take advantage of this and I'm going to milk this." And it's like, that's using it incorrectly. I think you can be open and honest, and I think you can give people that option, like you said. I think that is the way to go just today. I think that's going to change.
Absolutely.
I think the economy is going to get used to it. I think you're going to see more product come out, more mainstream stuff. And I think maybe we won't have to say this is AI and you have a choice. Maybe AI is the assumption and that
and
choice
agree.
is the exception, right?
I agree, Ringer. I do think, and it could be proven wrong, I do think that consumers are still, at least a percentage of consumers, are going to want that choice and are going to want the ability to go, is this AI or is this human, and get an honest answer back. And the thing that's, I think, probably more ironic about that is I think too many businesses are worried about going and saying this is AI when it's, to me, it's a non-big deal. Just, yeah, absolutely. I'm an AI concierge. I'm an AI agent to help you out. Shouldn't be a big deal if you're asked. But I know that there are businesses out there that are just like, oh, I don't want to tell. And to me, that's just burdening that trust relationship with the client and ultimately hampering that relationship.
It's ethics. You're lying.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's something that's going to burn down your business as quick as possible. If you don't want to do your business anymore, lie to your customers or your prospects.
No doubt. Awesome. Yeah. I mean, then we sound like politicians, and I'll leave that one right there. I won't hop up on that soapbox, but hope there's no politicians in your immediate family.
I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Jim, I appreciate you coming on the show today and chatting with us. If people want to reach out, they want to learn more about your agency or about your impact events, what's the best way for them to reach out and connect with you?
Yeah, check me out on LinkedIn, Jim Morris. That's the best way to get me on social media. Feel free to shoot me a text. My cell phone's 615-753-1440. Jim Morris will respond. It's not AI. It is a human that will send you back a text. But I love connecting with people. I love doing stuff like this. I love sharing stories, insights. This is the real stuff that moves the needle when you get to have a great conversation like with someone like yourself, Jonathan, and really just talk about the experiences we're having and how we're transitioning and transforming. And that's what I want to do. So I'm here to help. I'm here to chat through it. I'll give you the playbook that I used if an agency is important to you and that's something you want to do. Please reach out. I'd be happy to connect.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it. It was such a pleasure meeting you in Dallas, and look forward to many more connections and attending some of your events in the very near future. So excited about that. And if you've been listening to us or watching this online, we want to thank you for joining us for this episode. And just ask that if you've liked what we chatted about here, leave us a thumbs up, like us, give us a review. We would love to hear your feedback. We'll see you on the other side. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.